Brian, good morning. How's today in Kemmer?
Fantastic. Beautiful day. Sunshine and crisp air.
Hey, there
you go. Nice clean air.
Nice little break between storms, it sounds like today. So
yeah, we're getting ready for the next storm. I heard it's going to be a big one. We'll see.
Yep. So. More wind. Here we are. So, Brian, we appreciate the time as always. What's happening in Kemmer Diamondville these days? Always something going on.
Well, the big thing with the city council and the community right now that we're working on is our snow policy. We've had some feedback about suggestions on improving it and making it more efficient and effective and prioritizing things the best we can to serve people. And so we're actually working on putting together a public input meeting right now, and we'll be advertising that when we have it finalized. So just trying to improve things and listen to the input from the citizens and residents. So
what are maybe some of the specifics that you see being put into this plan and moving forward?
I think some of the specifics are having to do with, you know, are we prioritizing, you know, the neighborhoods right? And there's a lot of variables for us. It depends sometimes on, it's very complex, as the weather is, you know, if the snow is coming from the west or from the east, and what do we do in those situations? The lower part of the community sometimes can get hit harder than the upper part. And the folks on Rolling Hills, for example, that's on the west side. I mean, if there's a lot of wind, even a little snow, they can get blown in pretty good. So it's just trying to navigate and inform people kind of what we do and why we do it as well. So, but also listening to their input and trying to see if we can tweak some things here and there to improve things. So
it's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us on the Weekday Wake Up. And Brian, anything else to report on this morning?
I've been working on this committee, this consortium with Idaho and Wyoming to create a tech hub in Wyoming. We met yesterday as well, and I'm part of this work group. They've divided it into four different categories, trying to get about $60-70 million in grant funding to try to create this tech hub, kind of like a corridor between Idaho and Wyoming. In the nuclear industry. So it's pretty exciting. It could create some opportunities for some more jobs for Kemmer. It's an ancillary industry to come here. One idea that is being proposed is an energy institute. And someone from the governor's office yesterday was on the call as well that I was on. And that could mean possibly, we're hoping for like a dual offices energy institute with Idaho and Wyoming having to do with the nuclear kind of thing. So, I mean, the idea for us is that we want to become, and Kemmer's, you know, been very successful, large in part because of the funding, of course, we're getting, the commitment we're getting from Bill Gates and company and TerraPower. So because of their investment, I think we're going to be a model for other communities wanting to go nuclear. We're going to study and try to understand, you know, what it is to what is necessary, the steps necessary to help get nuclear in your community, and how to make it so the investors are excited about investing in it. And as I may have said before, I mean, right now on the grid, about 20% of our United States population is on nuclear. I mean, as people want to move another direction with the baseload power, you know, nuclear is going to become more and more of a player. Coal, we're still trying to keep going, of course, but nuclear is going to, I think, increasingly get a larger share of that base power market. So,
yeah, it's an interesting concept with the tech hub, and not just keeping the areas, as you talked about, relevant for the power plant itself, but to kind of be the go-to for information. So tell us more about what the idea with this institute is, Brian. Would it be kind of a training resource for staff and employees? Give us a little more on what that institute would be.
Yeah, there's actually going to – we're looking for having a physical – there's one education center going to be in – planned to be in Idaho Falls. Just right by their technical college there. And then we're hoping for one in Wyoming, too, of course, to have a dual meeting. But it's a place for kind of incubator ideas on businesses, have conferences, education space to educate people, become a place for expertise and knowledge and ideas that can, you know, turn ideas into businesses too, that kind of thing. So,
gotcha. All right, Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Any other movements, speaking of the energy industry, anything else to report on what's happening in Kemmer and Diamondville?
Well, I know that the that they're hoping to move that road to get some more coal. I know there's things in the works to try to make that continue to make that happen. And I know that right now they're selling all the coal that they have, so that's going well. It's just, you know, at some point we're going to need to move that road so we can get more coal. So that's still moving along, I think, and hoping to obviously get the coal to ammonia project going. I know that they're still working on that, last I heard. But they're going to need coal, more coal, and moving the road is the beginning, I think, and then also getting some BLM land leases permitted, if you will, to be able to try to get some of those contracts that they're hoping for. So.
Excellent. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with a monthly update from Southern Lincoln County. Anything we missed, Brian, you would like to touch on today?
Yeah, I'll touch on I'll just give you some quick bullets. The Despain Realty did buy the old Kemmer Hotel property, and they're planning on getting that built by the end of next summer. The Despain Realty office, which is also Quality Realty technically, they're going to be putting in some office space as their first phase. And a conference room is what their plan is. We got the sled dog race coming in Kemmer on the 31st, which means on the 30th, the night before, at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a dinner that where people can meet the mushers. And then the sled dog race leg for us is January 31st at 9 a.m. Junior Jazz is in full swing. I was there last night at the rec center, and they got some good coaching going on, getting ready for the season for the Junior Jazz. Rec center signups for soccer are going on for third to sixth graders. I think what's exciting for Kemmer too is our downtown. We're at full occupancy now at our old town hall. We have eight suites there that the city rents out, and there's a need, I think, for more office space from things I'm hearing. And there's one, Brian and Elizabeth Tress have their law firm building down in the old Wilcox building in the Triangle. They've got probably 1 to 2 months before they're finished, from what I heard. And here, and then that'll be an opportunity to have more office space for businesses, their business, and they're also going to have a bakery there. So we got, you know, come down to Kemmer and take a look. Things are changing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Buildings are full and everything's buzzing. So excellent. Yeah. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, as always, appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next month.